Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your guide through the sometimes messy, often magical world of inner child healing. You know that feeling when you replay a past situation in your head over and over? Maybe it's an argument with a loved one, a harsh self-criticism, or a missed opportunity. We all have those moments, but what if I told you there's a powerful tool to break free from the endless loop of regret and resentment? It's called forgiveness, and no, it's not just about letting go of others, it's about letting go of yourself too. In this quickie, we're diving into the transformative power of practicing forgiveness and self-compassion. It might sound a bit woo-woo, but trust me, this stuff is life-changing. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can help you write your story and finally step into the light of self-love and acceptance. First things first, forgive yourself. Yep, you heard me right. We're all human, we make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we even trip headfirst into a pit of epic fails. But here's the thing. Holding onto those mistakes only weighs you down. It creates this heavy energy around you that blocks joy, love, and growth. Think about it like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. Eventually, it gets too heavy to bear. So let go of those rocks, my friend. Forgive yourself for past blunders, learn from them, and move forward with grace. You deserve it. Number 2. Forgive others, but don't forget the for your own benefit part. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that keep you trapped in a cycle of pain. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It hurts you more than them. So choose forgiveness, not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace. Third, practice radical self-compassion. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, so why do you treat yourself with such harshness? Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love. Be kind, be understanding, and remember that everyone is on their own journey. Mistakes are part of the process, setbacks happen, and that's okay. Number 4. Acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum, the joy, the sadness, the anger, the fear. But here's the key. Acknowledge them without judgment. Simply observe your emotions like clouds passing by in the sky. They come and go, but they don't define you. And finally, number 5. Remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. There will be bumps along the road, moments where you want to throw your hands up in frustration, but keep going. Every step you take towards forgiveness is a step towards healing, growth, and freedom. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party, feeling a little awkward. You stumble over your words during a conversation, and suddenly you feel that familiar pang of self-criticism creeping in. You want to disappear into the background, hide behind a plate of appetizers, and pretend it never happened. But instead, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling without judgment, and remind yourself, it's okay to make mistakes. Everyone does. I am learning, growing, and becoming more comfortable in my own skin every day. Then you smile, engage in the conversation with newfound confidence, and even find yourself laughing along with everyone else. See? Forgiveness and self-compassion can turn a potentially embarrassing moment into a sprinkle for growth and connection. This is your reminder that you are worthy of love, forgiveness, and compassion. You've already come so far on your journey, keep going. Take those 5 key takeaways and weave them into the fabric of your everyday life. Remember, forgiving yourself and others isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, resilience, and self-love. And that's something truly powerful. So go out there and shine bright, beautiful souls. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words, leave her review if you feel inspired, and join me tomorrow for another quickie packed with wisdom and healing. Remember, your inner child is waiting to be heard. Let's listen together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.